Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast. Here we are, another episode of the High Vibe Tribe podcast. I cannot believe that I've been doing this for over a year now. It has gone so quickly. And, you know, it is actually one of my most favorite things to do in my business. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I think one is that it's so easy for me because I just record it and send it off to my amazing podcast editor. Shout out to Gary Jones of Grow Marketing and Media. And I have introduced a lot of people to Gary already. But if you are thinking about doing a podcast, I would highly recommend having a chat with him because he is amazing. And he makes it so easy for me to do the podcast. And one of the reasons that I don't do video with my podcast at the moment, I'm not going to say I'll never, but it just makes it easy for me to record. I can do it anytime that I like. I don't have to think about where I am. I don't have to think about what I'm wearing. I just get in the office, switch on the mic and go. And that's very much what I'm doing today. Oh, and I said there was a couple of reasons. The other reason is that I love hearing how people actually interact with this podcast. So how you listen to it. So, you know, I know there's someone, for instance, who, you know, we share a bath together on a Wednesday morning. I'm not sure if I should say who it is. I'm going to say it's Nick Clark, amazing accountant lady, super friendly accountant. I know there's lots of you take me on your dog walks with you. I know there's lots of you listen in the car when you're out and about. And I just love that even though it's me and a lot of you, it's actually just me and you. It's me in your ears. And I don't actually underestimate the huge privilege that is, because there are tons of podcasts to listen to. And I really appreciate it that you take the time to listen to mine. So thanks. Well, I wasn't expecting that. Mwah! Shout out to you all for listening to this podcast. So today, on that thing of, you know, I can just do it whenever I want, I'm actually recording this on Easter Sunday in between eating the chocolates and the hot cross buns, obviously, which kind of ties into my subject for today. And, you know, I love that. Well, actually, I don't love that we lost an hour today, because even though it's 1 hour, the time just has gone so quickly. You know, it's the middle of the afternoon already. But thankfully, we have another day tomorrow. Woohoo! So, yeah, so this episode today, I think actually, I suppose I could say, well, not I suppose, I think it's a bit self-indulgent in a way, because actually I'm doing this episode for myself to actually call in the accountability of you all that are listening to me. And I'm sure within there are going to be threads and themes and things that will apply to you in your life and business right now. And even though it might not be the same area that I'm going to be talking about, there are things that you can take from this that will resonate with you and make you think, things and make you go, I love that song. Well, I could just bust a move to that right now. Anyhow, back to the regular scheduled programming. So what is it that I'm looking for the accountability for? Well, I'm going to be talking about my health and fitness journey. And lots of you who have been in my world for a while, certainly the last year or so, will know that I've been on a journey with my health and fitness, and I periodically do shreds, which are intense periods of time where I am full on training, eating really clean, and, you know, just going for it. And they're not, they've been between 6 and 8 weeks. And I'm just trying to think if I am yet to actually complete one. And that is not because I've fallen off the wagon, although this last one was, which I'm going to come to in a minute. But I've had injuries and, yeah, injuries. Some of you will remember the party last year where I needed a chiropractor the next day, and that took me off one of them. I obviously got COVID in the middle of one of them last year. So, yeah. So the last one was started in January. After all the festivities, I think it was like, was it Monday the 8th? Anyway, whatever that Monday was, that was when our last one started. And it ended, not planned, but it ended on the 18th of January. And literally since then, I don't even know how to describe this. I have not only fallen off the wagon, my darling high vibers, I've fallen off the wagon, rolled down the hill, and can't even see the wagon from where I am right now. And I've known for a while, because you know, don't you, really know when you need to do something or you feel that there's something missing, you know, something that you really want to do, but you say that, but actually you're not doing it. So, you know, I would say as a coach, do you want to do it that much? And I know eventually I get to this point where I'm at now and I'm like, okay, that's it. Something has to change because I don't feel good in my clothes. That's one thing. And I've got lots of events coming up when I want to feel amazing in my clothes. I also don't feel that I am treating my body properly for what I am expecting it to do right now. You know, I have huge plans for the business, and that requires me to be in the best physical condition that I can be in for me. So, yeah. And I'm not in that at the minute. In fact, I described it to Gareth the other day as I feel like I'm poisoning myself because I'm not eating good food. I'm not giving myself good nutrition. I'm not drinking as much water as I should. I'm not going to the gym. And not only am I not doing those things, but I'm doing the opposite. So I'm not, you know, not drinking enough water, drinking too much alcohol for me, eating too much chocolate, eating too much chips. God damn the air fryer for making such good chips. I mean, what is a girl to do? So all of this has been leading up to, okay, when is the time, Dawn, that you're going to draw the line and get back on it? Like a car bonnet. And my friends, that day is tomorrow. It's beautiful for me when the first falls on a Monday. And yes, it is a bank holiday. It's not ideal, but just that's the way it's going to be. So from tomorrow, it was always planned that we, and I say we because I'm very fortunate in that most of the time we tend to be doing these things together. And actually, you know, that's the other thing. We fell off the wagon together. And we've remained off it together. So we haven't been able to drag each other back on, which is what we normally do. If one of us has a little blip, we can kind of drag the other one back on. But anyway, we've both fell off this time and we're both starting again from tomorrow. And there's all in and then there's all in. And I'm going super all in this time. So I'm going to lay this whole thing firmly at the feet of two of my very good friends. Now, a lot of you will know I talk about radical responsibility, and here I am totally putting this situation at their feet. So the first part would be the fall off the wagon. That was, we had some great news about one of my friends who had some surgery. We didn't know which way it was going to go. It went a really good way. And so we came off the wagon for one night to celebrate with some champagne and chips. I mean, is there any other great celebratory meal, I ask? And we never went back on. So it was the 18th of January. That was how we fell off the wagon. And so this going super all in, I'm going to lay at the feet of one of my other good friends. You know who you are. who has introduced me to Spencer Matthews' Big Fish Extra Catch podcast. I highly recommend it, particularly if you're into fitness and health and that kind of thing, because he has a great guest on there who is his own personal trainer. It's a really short series, I don't think it's a regular podcast. And I happened to listen to 4 episodes on the bounce, which were about sleep, cold plunging, fasting, and going sober. And so, you know me, I can't go half-ass at anything. I've got a full-ass it. In fact, last week when I was at the hairdresser's, I was talking to my hairdresser about the fact that I'd kind of fell off the wagon. And she was like, yeah, but, you know, you just go so hard all the time. Could you not just like, you know, do something that wasn't a shred, do something in between? I was like, no, I can't. I can't half-ass anything. Have you seen my ass? I've got to go full ass on everything. And it's what I always say to my clients, you know, you've got to go all in. You can't, well, you can, but I wouldn't suggest playing around on the surface. Don't, not dipping your toe in. That's where you get the go, you're in, you're out, you know. No, we're going all in if we're doing something. And so what I have decided after listening to these particular episodes of the podcast is that I'm going to do this. I'm calling it the Dirty 30. And the reason I'm calling it that is some of you will have heard of the 75 Hard Challenge. Now, I've never done it myself. I think there's a few of you that have done it, but you certainly may have heard of it. And it's basically 75 days and there's a commitment to some form of exercise. I think it's drinking water. It's about 5 or 6 things. And the premise is that if you slip up for a day, you have to start 75 again. Hence, it's called 75 Hard. So I don't like the thing of like hard, because you know me, I don't like the kind of hustle and grind culture. I talk to my clients about their business with grace and ease. So the hard thing doesn't sit with me. And equally, I don't want to call it Easy April or anything like that, or Easy 30. So I'm going for Dirty 30 because it's 30 days of April and I am getting down and dirty with this whole health and fitness. And my thinking behind this is that this 30 days is going to give me that super kickstart that I know that I need right now. It's also going to get me where I want to be for my first event, which is the Woman Who Live and Awards on the 10th of May. And so it's going to give me a super kickstart and really give me something to focus on. The fact it starts, the first is a Monday. I love that. And yeah. So what is my Dirty 30 all about? Well, it's going to involve a cold plunge every day. It's going to involve some form of exercise at least 5 days a week. And it's going to involve no alcohol for April. So Spencer Matthews and my mate has a lot to answer for here. But I just thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go all in with it. I know that fasting is a thing that works for me because I've done it before. And the more I hear about it, and honestly, I'd recommend listening to those podcasts because I am not an expert on this, but I'm going to regurgitate some of the facts that he gave talking about these various things. But for instance, fasting, if you do over 20 hours, it's got so many benefits, one of which is the thing that spoke to me, was if you can do 36 hours, which is what we're going to kick off with tomorrow. Well, we're going to start tonight, obviously, when we finish eating. It's really good for a gut reset. And again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know this stuff. This is just stuff that I've heard on these podcasts from people who are doctors. I think there's Fast Like a Girl, which is Dr. Mindy, something or other, but Dr. Mindy, she talks about all the different types of fasting. And that's where I first heard about the 36-hour fast helping to reset your gut. And not to get too, you know, too much information on you, but that is something that I have always suffered with. And so I'm thinking anything that can help to reset that is going to be great. So what we are considering is doing this 36-hour fast over every Monday, because I've worked out if we stop at, you know, if we finish eating at say 7, 8 o'clock on a Sunday, it's only the Monday that we're going without food, because by 7, 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, that's your 36 hours. So I'm definitely going to be doing the like the 16-8. I'd like to stretch it more if I can. The guys on this podcast were talking about how like 20 hours plus is really good for you. And I think Spencer Matthews was saying he does 3 or 4 23-hour fasts in a week and is still training really hard. So yeah, I'm really interested to see how that goes, and I will obviously share that with you. The cold plunge thing, I mean, some of you will have seen my post on Facebook a couple of weeks ago where Gareth turned our hot tub into a cold plunge without my prior knowledge, I tell you. And he's been doing those for the last week or so, and he's really enjoying them. And again, the health benefits are undeniable for cold plunge. So I've never done it before. I'm going to start tomorrow. I am going to start small. They do recommend that you just don't like dive in and do like a minute or 2 minutes or even a minute. And so I'm going to start with 30 seconds and see how that goes. The sober thing, you know, I would never say never to giving up alcohol completely. But what I do know at the moment is that I am turning to it too much. And it, like, I'm talking to gin and tonics, they're home ones, though. So that's probably a large, you know, measure. But like 2 gin and tonics, maybe 4 nights a week. And I know that does not put me in peak health. And all of this really is driven by when I look at my future self, and you all have heard me talk about my future self a lot and your future self and bringing that into the now. My future self is not doing all these things. She is not drinking, you know, alcohol in the week anyway. She's not eating ridiculous. She's doing the good stuff. She's looking after herself. And so those are things that I can bring into the here and now right now and collapse the timeline between me and that future self that I see. So that's the no alcohol thing. Now, I will disclaimer here. I will say I've looked ahead at this month and I don't have anything where I feel currently I would be tempted to drink alcohol, if you like. So I haven't got any big events or anything like that. And so 30 days is what I'm going to do with that. And then the sleep thing, I mean, I love my sleep. People assume because I get up early to do my morning routine that I'm not into sleep. I am. I love it. On a weekend, I love staying in bed. Even if I'm not sleeping, I love just the whole thing of being in bed and chilling out and all of that thing. But honestly, sometimes, you know I compromise my sleep the other end. So I'll not particularly stay up too late, but I think I compromise the quality of my sleep by maybe being on my phone too late towards going to bed, not having that kind of sleep bedtime routine. I could definitely do things better there. And so I'm going to really focus on getting really good sleep for this 30 days, obviously after as well, but this is the 30 days that I'm going all in. One of the things that I remember from the podcast where we talked about sleep, I thought this was amazing and particularly relevant now as the clocks have gone forward today. But when he was using some things to demonstrate how important sleep is to us and how it can quickly impact us, even just a little bit of loss of sleep, was that, now I might get these percentages wrong, so don't quote me, but they are in the ballpark-ish. So on when the clocks go forward, as they just have today as I'm recording, in the, I think he said the 24 hours, it might have been 48, but the 24 hours following that, the incidence of heart attack goes up by around 25 to 26%. And conversely, when the clocks go back, and so we get an extra hour of sleep, the incidence of heart attack in the 24 hours following that goes down by about 20%. I mean, that's phenomenal. And it's really made me think about the quality of sleep that I get. So that's my dirty 30. I'm going to be focusing on my sleep. I'm going to be cold plunging every day. I'm going to be using fasting and I'm going to be off alcohol for 30 days. Now, I said earlier, it is a self-indulgent one because I'm talking about me and what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm looking for, I've just announced it to you people who are listening to the podcast. And I'm also going to, I'll be definitely sharing it with my clients in our little client portal that we have. And I'll be sharing in the High Vibe Tribe Facebook community about how I'm going, and I will be real, and I will let you know when it's tough and when I fall off the wagon, because those are the times that we learn from, not when I come on and go, oh yeah, it's super easy and I just did it. And all of this is in addition to my current morning routine, which I've talked about at length. And also, for the first 21 days of April, I'm going to be doing the Deepak Chopra Abundance Challenge as well. So I've probably just added in, you know, some time requirements to my day there, but I will make it happen because this is really important to me. I have been feeling so sluggish, so tired, getting really tired the last few weeks. And yes, while some of that is to do with needing a break, which is hence the Dawn Fridays being back in, some of it I know is down to lack of exercise, lack of quality sleep, too much alcohol, and too much not good food, not good nutrition. So let's see what happens. I would invite you all to have a look at where in your life is there something you know that you've been putting off. Might not be health and fitness related, might be to do with your business, might be to do with your relationship, might be to do with your own development, whatever it is. And could you just jump all in for April? All in April. That's what I should have called it. All in April. But I quite like Dirty 30 as well. So maybe it's all in April, Dirty 30. Sounds like a good movie to me. So yeah, that's what the podcast is for today. I am leveraging the power of this community to let you know what I'm up to. I am going to be keeping you informed as I go along. And my invitation, like I said, is just to look at your own life and business and see, is there something that you could go all in on for April? That's it for today. So I hope that you enjoyed that. If you want to listen to the Spencer Matthews podcast, it's the Big Fish Extra Catch. I'm going to link the episodes that I've talked about. I'll actually put them in the show notes for you. Let me know. Let me know what you're going all in on for April. And of course, it doesn't have to be April. If you are listening to this at any time, you can just decide on that day to jump right in with both feet and go all in on whatever it is that you have been putting off, but you know would be great for you, your business, your relationship, your health, whatever it is. Okay, that's it from me today. Of course, I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Keep those vibes high. Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.